My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And I'm going to get in a fight with Chris Russell or Linnell Willingham because one of them took my mic out of program. That's very rude. Russell! Just kidding. Oh, there he just emerged from around the corner, but he's far enough down that he doesn't. It's a wacky bit, or he couldn't hear me. It's a wacky bit. Every day after their show, they waddle down over to 106.7 The Fan. What's going on down there? Darius and Ryan are great over in the production studio at Grant and Danny. What are they doing down there?
I think since they probably spend so much time. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, I had my headphones on wrong. I think since they spend so much time, you know, attacking one another, I think it's smart of them to, you know, go see other people. To, you know,
I mean,
have
sure, but they could just prevail. They could just go their separate ways. Why do they do? I don't know. Whatever. Next time they leave, don't make it so that I can't do my show. That's all I'm asking.
When you worked earlier in the day, after your show was over, did you leave or did you hang around for a little bit?
I mostly got the hell out of here as fast as I could.
Okay.
Did you hang around?
Maybe
you and
like
Travis were at 9 a.m.
Nah, we were getting out of here. Maybe like 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, like maybe I might go say hi to someone real quick if I had something, but I'm not trying to hang around for funsies.
Oh no, we were gone.
Yeah, we're done working. And we got a heart, like, our show ends. It's not like a work day where it's like, oh, well, I could send another email. Like, most people kind of don't have a heart out at the end of the day.
Yeah.
We got a time where our show is over.
Yeah.
And then we're out, especially because by the time we leave, we're the last ones here.
Mm-hmm.
So unless there's an overtime show, we are Audi 3000. Today on this show... right now, Adam Peters and Dan Quinn are speaking. We listened to the first 20 minutes or so of the press conference. Some interesting stuff for sure. And we'll get you some clips and everything as the show goes. But we will also, at 4:30, 5:30, and 6:30, fill the remaining 8 spots in our Hoffman Show Fantasy League. I have one. Anthony has one. We are giving our celebrity spot this year to NFL content creator / my good friend Tony Squares, who does some of the YouTube stuff with me. Like we actually did a live earlier today, Anthony, that a lot of people enjoyed. Tony gave out his bets of the year, a few of his bets of the year, including he goes, this was actually really funny. He goes, do you want like the optimists? Like basically, do you want overs or do you want the depths of despair, the unders? And I was like, typically, I'm an optimist guy, but with your sense of humor, Tony, I want the unders. I want the teams that you hate because Tony will take down your team in a way that feels personal for the sake of humor. And Anthony, one of his teams that he is not fond of,
uh-oh,
one of the teams that he wants the under on, is your Indianapolis Colts.
Where's the camera?
Look right into it. Tell Tony what's up.
Tony, I don't appreciate the disrespect. Also, super sidebar, Craig, what is the number, though?
8.5.
8.5? Are you serious?
He said he would go under if it was 6.5.
Oh, you're definitely crazy. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my. The fact that the Colts won, what did they win, 9 games last year with Gardner Minshew? Tell me how they look with Anthony Richardson in at quarterback. The defense was playing lights out. Like, come on, man.
I said that since Zaire is your best friend and thus a friend of the show, I am contractually obligated to say nothing bad about the Colts. So
can't believe I really cannot. But he take the under 6.5. Disrespectful, yeah. Right there.
It kind of is. It kind of is disrespectful.
I don't think it's kind. It is disrespectful. Just saying.
Okay. He had his reasons.
I would love to
rushing efficiency or the defenses they have to face. It was compelling.
They don't even have a first place schedule this year.
But all the defenses they play. This is not a Colts show. We'll do this another time. The point is Tony and his gigantic TikTok personality are taking one of our celebrity spots, even though Anthony currently is probably wishing he had veto power over that. And then we got an email from Morgan, who we'll talk about this more at 4:30. Morgan proved via email that he got the show so much that we put him straight in the league. So we'll sacrifice a spot either later in the show or in this hour. We'll see how many good calls we get. But that is coming up, the annual Hoffman Show. You call in, tell us why you belong in the league. We'll explain the rules more as we go, coming up at 4:30. Right now, I've left myself an awkward amount of time to discuss what Dan Quinn and Adam Peters said. We'll go into this more next, and we'll get some actual audio to accompany it. But the biggest thing that really Adam and Dan went back to in this press conference, that for all I know is still ongoing, is that they were doing what's best for the team. And they could always bend every single answer to why they picked a certain player, to short-term versus long-term, to all the things that you could possibly think to ask in any form of question about this roster, too. We did what we thought is best for the team. And that is, I would say, a frustrating answer for us to chew on in the media, specifically. Like, if I'm supposed to try to make content out of that, it makes my job more difficult, because if they were more descriptive to be best for the team, we think this guy's best for the team because we like his length, or we are prioritizing certain traits, or they gave some more detail, then we'd have probably more to chew on the show today. And this, unfortunately, on a big picture level, is kind of what we're stuck with now with Adam Peters for right now, at the very least. And I'm willing to give, like, Will Dawkins and Michael Winger some of this. I'm willing to give, any new executive on some level a little bit of leeway to say, like, okay, I'm going to grade you on your scale. You told me that this move is best for the team, and if it goes out and blows up in your face, well, then my trust in you goes down a little bit. And I'm transparent about that to say, like, this is not blind trust. I am paying attention. I see the results that are happening, and I will watch them and the trajectory, and are you hitting the benchmarks that you set? I will always tell you that I will grade, especially in the early years of a project, I will grade them based off their metrics. Because to say, like, I want this, like, okay, I want them to win a Super Bowl in the next 5, or be competing for Super Bowls in 3 to 5 years, and I want that window for Super Bowl competition to be open over the long term. That's always going to be my goal for any team in town is, hey, if you're embarking on a rebuild, you got a couple years to do the rebuilding, and then I want to see you be competitive. And once you're at the point where we all agree that you should be competitive, then we get to start judging you on wins and losses. And we are a far away, maybe not even that far, depending on how good Jaden is, but we are at least a year away, if not multiple years away, from judging them based off wins and losses. And so for right now, it's really hard to say, oh, this is best for the team. That's what Adam says. Well, I agree or disagree, because the team we're talking about, not just in the short term, but the long term. But the one thing that I do want to latch onto, the one thing that I do really appreciate about this group, is something that Adam said came out of a manual that he got when he was working for the New England Patriots 20 years ago, which is, we are not collecting talent. We are building a team. Let's dive into that sentiment and let you hear more from Adam Peters and Dan Quinn next. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980 and always live as well on the free Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And we are live with you on the day that the Commanders and everyone else in the league takes one more step to finalizing their roster. The Commanders make a trade today for John Ridgeway. We told you yesterday that was very likely to happen. Ridgeway to New Orleans with a 7th round pick for a 6th in return. So that cleans up that. There's one more roster spot then available. We'll see how ultimately they fill it. They also re-sign a ton of guys to the practice squad. For whatever it's worth, Anthony, I actually think we did a pretty darn good job on our practice squad projection. We wound up not going as intently on defense as I wish we would have, but like a name like Andre Jones Jr., I probably would have put on there. He winds up making it. A ton of the guys we circled on offense make it. I will say one guy that does not make it that I thought probably would get brought back, but they decided to move on, is Martavis Bryant. A lot of people think that's some kind of crazy thing. I simply do not, because he is a 2014 draft pick at 32 years old who hasn't played in the NFL since 2018. And I think what we see here yesterday, the moves today, is that Adam Peters is making bets on young players with high upside and a lot of physical traits. And Martavis Bryant only fits the latter of those. And so he would rather take a swing on someone with a longer leash and higher upside than someone who maybe is a little bit better right now, but again, hasn't played in the league since 2014. And so, or sorry, since 2018, and is 32 years old. So that is where we are. All right. Adam Peters also, somewhat shockingly, considering where they are, didn't make any waiver claims. He says today that not only did they not get anybody on waivers, but it's not like they put in for one of the corners that Carolina signed. Peter's saying they didn't put in any waivers claimed or any waivers claimed. And just a few moments ago at the press conference, talked about why he decided to not do that. Anthony, do you have that clip, or am I expected to?
Oh, I didn't know you wanted me to play the clip. I had saved them.
Oh, they're in here. I didn't know if this was one of those things where you had them or I had them. Here. Do we have the waiver wire? That's the clip. Adam Peters on the waiver wire situation.
Yeah, I think what I think that's reflective of, John, is more one. I want to thank our pro staff, our pro scouting staff. They scoured preseason tape for hours and hours and hours and really got together and gave us a lot of really good candidates to bring in and to bring up, and made tapes, had our coaches watch them and all that. But in the end, I think it really speaks to the guys we have in this building and looking through the waiver wire and being really happy with the guys that we have. And we thought, you compare them to the guys that you have and the guys that are out there. And we thought, the guys that we have in the building, we're really happy with. So at this point, we didn't make any waiver claims, and we had the number two waiver claim. We still have the number two waiver claim, and we'll have that for the first 3 weeks at least, and hopefully no longer than that. And we'll keep doing that until we're always going to do what's best for the team and how to make our team better. So we didn't see that in this round, but it could be today, it could be tomorrow, it could be weeks from now. So.
And again, you know, players are going to continue to move around the NFL. You know, for instance, today, Carolina claims five players. Well, that means they have to cut five. And that is something that I saw a couple of smart folks, Albert Breer, amongst others, point out today on Twitter and online is that, you know, you can't just, especially if you're Washington or Carolina at the top, like you can't just, you know, shotgun 15 waiver claims, because if you get all of them, you can't be like, actually, never mind. We didn't realize we get all those guys. No, you have to prioritize, because every single one that you get, you have to cut a player. And thus, they might not have had anybody that they wanted to cut over someone on the waiver wire. Carolina goes and cuts someone. Maybe that fits what they want better. You know, Carolina changes out some people, and they had an overload at one position that they were more talented at than Washington. I know Carolina's roster is not that great, so that feels unfeasible. But say someone else does down the list. And all of a sudden you get a player that is now going through waivers and becomes available, and you go make that claim. And right now, because of the Ridgeway trade, unless there's a move that I haven't seen yet, they actually have a roster spot. So you don't have to worry about waiving anybody. So this is still something that's in flux. Also, the veterans that are out there, they could still sign right now. So someone like a Noah Brown, who's got multiple years of NFL experience, he doesn't even go through the waiver process. He was a free agent immediately yesterday and is probably fielding multiple offers right now. If Washington comes out on top of those, which they very well could, they have a ton of money. So, you know, if someone wants to pay a vet $1.1 million and Washington's like, we don't care, we'll pay you $1.3 million. Does that vet go like, that extra $200,000 is worth it to me? Depends on maybe the situation. Do they want to go to a competitor? Are they willing to invest in the Washington project? Like, there's a lot of factors for everybody out there to decide, and we'll see what ultimately gets decided. Of course, they're trying to build a team. They're trying to build something that can be good this year. It's not all like, we don't care. That's certainly not the message in this close to the season. It's all in for seeing how good they can be this year. They made some long-term planning decisions, I think, long ago on how good they might be this year and what kind of chance they wanted to give themselves to be good this year. What some of their other priorities in terms of identifying talent and building up from within were going to be this year. And so Dan Quinn was asked about building the identity part of the Washington Commanders and how they've done so far and how the decisions they made around the 53 and the practice squad and the waiver wire go into all that.
I think you're on the right track, Ben, that you better have an identity and know what you're going to be about and how you get down, because if you don't, you'll just kind of hodgepodge it around. And so I think you see us play, you've got a glimpse so far of some of speed, of physicality, of going to finish. And so those are some of the traits that we admire about a lot of the players on this 70-man roster. And the more we do it, you know, the stronger it's going to get. But that is a really important piece of it.
So there you go. The physicality, you know, some of that stuff is definitely what they're looking for. And that's pretty obvious based off of not just the 70 that were named, but like, look who they brought in the offseason. Look at the kind of player. Look at the traits, the physical characteristics. And I'll go to the KJ Henry piece. KJ is a very talented player. KJ is someone who I think fits a lot of the mold of what they want from like an attitude, a kind of intentionality, all that kind of stuff. But he's a little bit undersized. He doesn't have tremendous length or reach or physical. Whoa. That was fun, Ant. How did that happen?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm over here looking right now.
Huh. That was interesting. Yeah. It just, the ads took him out. I know we got to pay the bills, but we're going to pay them yet.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Well, you got it under control over there, right?
Yeah. Unless okay. Somebody's in the system. I don't know.
All right. Well, you go investigate that. I'm going to keep talking about football. Sorry about that, everybody. It really did accentuate the point, though. Bum, ba-dum, ba-dum. KJ Henry, as I was saying. KJ Henry is a guy that is fits a lot of what they want to do from an intentionality, a makeup, all that kind of stuff. But he doesn't have some tremendous, like 6'4", super long arms, crazy 40 time, any of those types of kind of freakish physical traits. And Javonte Jean-Baptiste does, and Jamin Davis does. And so they wind up keeping those players over KJ Henry. And clearly what KJ offers is valuable. The Bengals, a contender, were like, yeah, we'll take KJ Henry. But Washington is like, okay, let's see if we can hit some home runs Because if we can turn Jamin Davis on a Micah Parsons path, and again, do I think realistically that's possible? Hell no. Micah Parsons is the best, you know, arguably the best pass rusher in the league. Thinking that that guy was just kind of floating in the background all along is ridiculous. But can they get him to where he's a starting caliber or double-digit sack guy? Like, let's find out. Let's give him the snaps and the leeway to see, like, what he can be in a bigger role. And they want to figure that out. And then that way, if they have that guy, they know they don't have to spend mega draft capital on it next year. So let's take a swing. And that seems to be, I think, in multiple positions, the way that they are going, but especially at one in defensive end. As for Adam Peters and what he has learned about building a roster and especially being in the number one seat, it goes back to something that Adam has been practicing and has been preached to him for 20 plus years.
Yeah, I think you said it. That was the first personnel manual I ever had, John, was Patriots, and it says we're not collecting talent, we're building a team, and that's what we're trying to do here too, and that rings true, you know, 20-some years later. And I think we're going to keep getting better at it. The more we're around each other, the more that our scouting staff knows what they're looking for on the field, offensive and defensively, we're going to get better and better and better. And we're already on our way to that, probably faster than I thought we would be, and really excited for what's to come in the future.
That little faster than I thought it would be is probably going to go under the radar, but I am curious about that. The fact that he thinks maybe we're a little better than I thought we would be, because very clearly, and we'll play this bite for you later, he did address the fact that so much of the 2023 draft class and so much of what was here got wiped out. But considering what they clearly thought, flipping 30, it was like 36, I think, by the end, players that are new from the 53 last year, it's insane. You don't do that in the NFL. But the fact that they thought the cupboard was that bare, were able to fill it with enough stuff to get by, and maybe it came together in a way that they didn't even anticipate being possible, I'm intrigued to see what they can be this year. Not that that guarantees anything, not that I'm really adjusting my expectations, but maybe I'm turning my optimism up, a half a tenth on the dial. So we'll see what they can be. But the idea of hey, we're building a team, not collecting talent, that to me is one of the things in sports that teams get wrong. Teams just try to get, and especially when they have talent, like that's actually the worst, is let's call it the Los Angeles Lakers, right? Oh, we got LeBron. We got to get more talent. It's like, no, you need to surround LeBron with the right pieces. You need to re-sign Alex Caruso, not go chase Russell Westbrook. Like those kinds of moves are what kill potential franchises, and it happens, or potential winning championship teams. And it often happens at the inflection point when you have the resources to move and you chase the wrong things. And at this beginning point, like, yes, they need to collect talent because they just don't have enough of it. But now that they've got the quarterback figured out, presumably that Jaden Daniels is what we've seen so far and will continue to be the centerpiece of this organization, hopefully at least for 5, if not 10 or 15 years, then surrounding him with the right pieces, supplementary / complementary on offense and then ultimately defense, that is the mission, not just to see, hey, how many individually brilliant players can we have regardless of how they fit with the talent around them, what we want to be schematically, and how the roles need to be filled across this offense and across this defense. All right, when we get back here on the Hoffman Show, we are taking your calls. The number is 301-230-0980. The calls we are taking are for you to play fantasy football with us, with me, with Anthony, with my friend Tony Squares, with Mitchell, who's a frequent listener who's won his way into the league by sending me an email. And the way you get into the league is you call us and you tell us why you should be in the league. What I don't want is your fantasy football resume. What I do want is something that proves that you are a loyal listener to the show, that you get the show, and that you belong in this league. It's very open-ended on purpose. I can't tell you exactly what is going to get you in the league. I can tell you telling me that you've won 17 fantasy football championships will not be. 301-230-0980. We have up to 3 spots to auction off over the next half hour. So get your calls in. 301-230-0980. It's the Hoffman Show on the Team 980 and always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're brought to you by Floor & Decor. Unbeatable prices, unmatched in-stock selection. Floor & Decor has more styles of laminate, vinyl, tile, wood, and stone for anyone looking for the right look at the right price. Your next beautiful space is at Floor & Decor. Anthony, I don't have a pen on me right now, and it's that sucks. But you're gonna be able to keep track of people over there. So we're gonna have to live with digital note taking here, because the phone lines are almost full with people who are calling in to be in our fantasy football league, and that's great. And I don't want to make any declarative rankings. I don't want to put anybody in with such limited spots available before we actually hear from everybody. So slightly different rules from how this has worked in the past, but this is the primer. We are doing a 12-person fantasy league. We have three celebrity, big air quotes, spots. These celebrities are me, the host of the show, Anthony, the producer of the show, and my friend Tony Squares, who is a very popular sports betting content creator on TikTok and Instagram Reels and YouTube Shorts. And he also joins me on my YouTube live streams that we do on my YouTube page during the day. Like once a week, once a month, whatever. So Tony's going to be in the league as well, which will add a nice pop of humor to the league. And it makes a lot of sense because our hope is that next Wednesday we'll consult with the league to see on what time, but next Wednesday we will do a live stream on my YouTube page of the actual draft in this fantasy league. But what we've done in the past is have people call in, and we've spent the entire hour of radio trying to parse through calls until we have all the spots. However, what we've realized, Anthony, is that is unfair to the entirety of our listenership. The 4 o'clock hour used to get all of the spots, and there's some people that don't get off work till 5 or 6. So we are going to, over the next 25 minutes and the next two segments of radio, fill up to 3 spots. There is one spot that has already been claimed by Morgan, whose email I'm going to read in a moment. But basically what we're going to do now, Anthony, is I'm going to first read Morgan's email, and then we will get to the calls. Is I'm going to tell you you're on the list or you're off the list. The bar is high. If you're on the list, you've got a shot. And then Anthony and I will ultimately put our heads together on the 3 people that get spots before 5 o'clock. And if you're off the list, well, you didn't have a chance. Morgan cheated the system. Morgan emailed and said with a subject line, I should be in the fantasy league because I listened to every one of the longer episodes talking about the podcast. I listened to every smaller segment so you guys get more advertising dollars. Love the show. Keep up the good work. Flattery and making us money. Excellent way to cheat the system, Morgan. Morgan, you get the show. Morgan is in the league. So that means we have 8 spots remaining. Anthony, are we ready to take the calls?
Let's get it, baby.
All right, Marcus, you called first. You get the first shot. Why should you be in the fantasy league?
Well, basically, I have some words to describe you guys. So I'm going to say a word, then I'll elaborate a little.
Okay.
So if you will.
Go ahead.
All right. First word I have is symbiotic. You guys have a great relationship, and I mean that in a positive way. Symbiotic can be taken in a negative way, but I mean, you guys bounce each other well. Freaking frat. Love it.
Okay.
Second one, the word is ready. And I look at you as ready for FAQs. Not frequently asked questions, but frequently asinine questions. You read people like you have predetermined answers for those type of questions.
Okay.
Articulate, smooth, and they don't have a word to say otherwise.
Marcus, I got to say, I'm loving your call so far because flattery will get you far. However, we don't understand quite yet why you belong in the league. So you got like 20 seconds to make your case why you, besides being incredibly flattering and making some having some good humor here, belong in the league.
No problem. You guys, especially you call. You say one word, shut people down. That's analyst. You analyze. You don't just give your opinion. I like to rate myself just a so-called or so-proclaimed analyst of the game. And, you know, I think it'll be kind of fun, again, because I listen to you guys so much. It's almost like your cousins. So I just like to be one of the eight remaining spots, nine remaining spots.
Okay.
So you take my chance and win the whole league.
Marcus, I'm gonna say you're on the list, but you're going to be holding on by a thread here. I very much appreciate your kind words, and I love that you listen to the show and enjoy it. But I have a feeling that we're going to get some wacky bits here, and you know my fondness for wacky bits. So, Marcus, you're going to be on.
No problem. Thanks,
just stay on hold, though, because we got to make sure that we have contact information and get back in touch in case you make the cut. So hang on 1 second. Let's go to Al. Al, why do you belong in the league?
Oh, I don't. I don't have any good reason for you. Honestly, I rack my brain, and I got no good reason. Other than the fact that I'm a fan of your show, I'm charming, I'm witty, I'm generally funny, but I have no evidence of that right now, other than you taking my word. So,
Al, it's yeah, a perfect call, but you're not going to make the league, unfortunately. So, Al, we really appreciate it, and you clearly get the show. But I know the kind of bangers that we get when we do this, and you got a year to try to get into next year's league. That's the good news, Al. All right, let's keep it moving. Let's go to Dennis. Dennis, why should you be in the league?
Well, I'll tell you what. I go back to Ken Beaterson's sports call with WMAL way back in the day, and when he gave it up, it went to Steve Zabin on Sports Call 2000. And then, you know, that was on 980, and he's terrific, and I love him. And then they sold the show. Zabin stuck around, though, and in the afternoon slot, him and Galdi and Cooley joined them for a while. They were wonderful. That's who I listened to. I didn't go to the competition at 106.7. And then somebody who's now in the afternoon who I could not abide by took over the 4 o'clock slot. Not going to name names. And I was despondent. I couldn't stand it. I was listening to 106.7, and I went, I don't like that either. And then you showed up. And I'm telling you, when you showed up, it was a breath of fresh air. It was like, oh, my God, somebody who is intelligent but is also entertaining, very informative, and the stuff that you do, I get. So I just love the show. I'm glad that somebody who could stand up to Zabin and Galdi has taken over finally. So even if I don't make it, thank you for being here.
Well, Dennis, I will say, people are going real hard on the flattery, and I'm like blushing at the moment. I really appreciate that. The history of this radio station is not something that is ever lost on me, from the names that you mentioned for sure, but also going back to Big John and Tony and the absolute legends of this sports market. So while I do think that's probably not going to be enough, flattery seems to be the consistent thing. And again, I love it. Wow, what a day for me here. We got all kinds of promo material. I don't think that's going to be enough to make the show, but I do appreciate the kind words.
All right. Can I actually tell you my background? I was a football official for all of my adult life, boys club, high school, men's touch, semi-pro. My father, Bob Chick, if you look him up, ran the Football Officials Association around here.
Now we're talking, Dennis.
Until his death. And there we go.
Okay, so
I have 4 living brothers who all did the same thing. We know our stuff.
A dedication to the game for life that is in your family. Now we're talking. Now we're getting to the point of the show. Dennis, I'm going to put you on hold. You are definitively on the list. Please do not hang up because Anthony needs to get your contact info. Let's go to Derek. Derek, thanks for calling. You're going to have our last shot at this. If you're on hold right now, though, don't hang up. We're going to take more calls after the break. But Dennis, last chance to get on the list before we go to break here. Why do you belong on the show or in the fantasy league?
What's going on, Hoffman? I think you said Dennis, but this is Derek.
Oh, sorry. Derek, my bad. Read the wrong line on the thing.
It's all good, man. It's all good. Hey, still love you, man. Still love your show. But a couple of reasons why I think I would be a great fit for the league. One, I mean, of course, I listen to you faithfully. You know, you're a great take, a great analyst. For two, I'm a big, huge football fan, for one. You know, I still call my squad the Redskins. I can't call them the Commanders like how y'all be doing, to be honest. But, yeah, for two, I'm just a big...
You know what's going about to happen, football. Derek. I'm going to let you finish, but you know what's required to happen because you're a regular listener of the show, right? You know what's about to hatch you?
Okay.
We are the commanders.
What's about to happen, man?
it's just the way it is, man. All right. Last you got like 20 more seconds to make your pitch here before we gotta keep it moving. Give me your best point.
Nah, definitely for one. Like I said, too, I'm a big, huge football fan. I'm also an analyst at the game. You know, I know basically almost every player, almost every team. I'm a good, you know, funny guy. I like to talk trash, not too much trash. I won't hurt too many feelings or anything like that. But I think I'd just be a great fit for the team just because of my personality. And I got some positive energy, too, as well.
Derek, I can definitely tell. Here's what I would tell you. You're more than welcome to call the show and talk ball anytime. I don't think that's going to be enough of a separator to get you in the league. But I really appreciate your loyal listenership, and I appreciate your attempt. And call back during the season as much as you want, and let's talk some ball, all right?
Let's talk some ball. I got you.
All right. Thanks, Derek. All right, so here's the – I think I need to give better instructions. This might be a me thing. Look, again, the flattery, very, very nice. The fact that a lot of you are really smart football people, love that. But we need something about you that says why you belong in the league. And it could be, like, one of the big things is, like, do you have some awesome experience with the show? One person that if they call back and say, I'm claiming my spot, if Ross in Tampa, if you're listening, our guy, who called in and told us the story of how the show almost got him into a fight while he was doing his job as a delivery person with the manager of a strip club, that's how you get in the league. Like, we need your personal experience, why you connect with the show. Yes, it is very nice of many of you to all of a sudden be telling me here on this Tuesday that you really enjoy what we do. That honestly means a lot to me. I am not in the search for flattery, though. I am in the search for why you belong in our fantasy football league, and we will find more of you who do next on the Team 980. All right, we're filling up the Hoffman Show Fantasy League at 301-230-0980. At Cobra Commander said, Hoffman's tightened up the rules for the league this year. Yeah, a little bit, Anthony. Although it's really not different. It's just people are trying different approaches. The only thing I said in terms of instructions was, I don't want your fantasy resume, because we get a lot of that. And that seems to then put people down a lane of just ultimate flattery, which, again, should make for great promo material, but is not necessarily going to get you into the league. I did get a tweet from Dirty Reds, who said, you know, I've always enjoyed your insight. Sorry I can't call. I'm a father of twin two-year-old girls who get 99% of my attention. Please consider me for your league. You can't call because you're being a good dad? That puts you on the list. Like, that's someone who gets the show. That's someone who gets my priorities. Go be a good dad. Have one earphone in on the Odyssey app. Make sure you can hear your screaming children out of the other. This is the kind of thing that will get you on the show, or get you in the league. 301-230-0980. Let's go to, let's see who's been on hold the longest. Let's go to Rob in PG. Rob, why should you be in the Hoffman Show Fantasy League?
First of all, nice to hear you guys again. This is my second time. Last year, I think I came off a little too cocky. I was on the Dulles Toll Road, pulled over. But I said, I'm not going to let that stop me. I said, I'm going to listen faithfully. And I did a full wind sprint to the parking lot just now so I could get some privacy to try to get back on with you.
All right, let's go. Let's see what you got. Robin, year two. Let's hear it.
Yes, sir. So, Robin, year two, man. Not just an avid listener watching it, but I've just like you, when you were on the beat, you did the extra things to get that information we needed so we could be satisfied as fans. I am going to do that extra work to bring that extra to the league to make sure that you guys have the best time and the best experience. So I'm going to have fun. I'm pumped up, and I hope that on the second attempt that I'm able to get it this time.
Rob, I don't know what that means, though. Like, it's a fantasy football league. Everyone's going to have to do their own work. Everyone's going to have to, like, I admire your effort. And we know, you know, the Hoffman Show loves a wind sprint. But I don't.
It's 105 out, man. Come
that
on.
Is, I mean, that is a good point. You know, all right, here's what I'm going to say. Rob, you're tentatively on the list. I'm going to put you on hold, let you talk to Anthony. It doesn't mean you're in the league, but you've made it past the first gate, if you will. All right, so Rob's...
Hey, that's
Rob,
better than Cole Turner. I'm glad.
Rob is temporarily on the list. Let's go to... is it Teon? Teon? Sorry, I don't have a phonetic here. Teon, first of all, how do you say your name correctly? Teon?
Teyon.
Yep. Teyon. All right, Teyon. Why should you be in the league?
All right. My time is shy. The reason I should be in the league is because I am what they call a talking head killer. Meaning I will call your show and get on your nerves with some of the dumbest hot takes that some of the us regular sports fans have. So wouldn't you love to have me in your league so you can whoop up on me just to shut up fans like me that always calling in saying something ridiculous? Give me that shot.
Teyon,
if you can do it.
I admire the pitch. That is kind of creative. I kind of want to put you on the list, even though you're the kind of person that makes me hate myself. You're the kind of person that calls in and makes me want to quit this job because I can't believe someone actually thinks of. And if you're doing that on purpose to troll me, then I should, like, no, I don't want to deal with you more often. This seems like the opposite of a good pitch, Teyon. It's so terrible that you're on the list. All right, Anthony, get Teon's information. No one else can play that card, and please don't be that person. But it's so bad that I admire it. And honestly, Anthony, one of our show mantras, Anthony's busy answering the phone. Look at this man work over there. One of our show mantras, I stole this from Levitard, but when we're good, we're good. And when we're bad, we're really good. And Teyon just kind of took that. Let's go to Big Slam. Big Slam, why do you belong in the league?
Good afternoon, evening, whatever you want to call it. You know what, Hoff? I'm just feeling lucky today. I'm just going to call and see if I can get in just to be that person to win this whole darn thing.
No. No, Slam, you're not. But I admire the attempt. It was a good try. It was a good try. Let's go to Billy in Miami. Billy, you're calling from not the DMV. That's a good first step. That's a level of dedication. All right, why should you be in the Fantasy League?
Yeah, great timing, Craig. First of all, I'll start with a compliment. You own the airwaves, which we all know, and you're the only show I've ever called, and I've called many, many times, as you know. But I'm going to give you a compliment now that you've never had, and that was you were right and I was wrong, which is why I haven't called for so long. I didn't want to get my third strike. You may remember I was not excited about DQ, and now I think he's the best coach we could have had in the whole league for our team. The second strike was I was more of a Drake guy leading into the draft, and now Jaden has completely won me over, even though I'm happy to see Drake is going to be successful. So I'm loving Jaden so much, and he is so Washington. So those are the first things. Next of all, it's because of you that I got seasons, club tickets, seasons. We know this. We spoke about it earlier in the year.
Yes, we did.
So that's a very good reason right there. And finally, I was in Paris for the Olympics, and I was there for Leon Marchand's biggest race, and he was the most decorated athlete in the Olympics because I used to be on the U.S. team, okay? And I wanted to have a beer with you, and I had no idea you were there, so I blame you on that. We could have had a beer in France. Those are my reasons.
Un bier en France. Hold on. Billy, did you just bury the lead? You're an Olympic swimmer?
No. I was a national swimmer. I didn't make the Olympics.
Okay, but still, that's pretty darn good. Billy, I think you have not only... Billy, an open-mindedness, a willingness to take on new information, some discipline in calling the show, was a national swimmer. Billy, I think you have vaulted yourself to the top of the list, and thus, as we sit here with 4 minutes until 5 o'clock, which means we need to stop taking calls because Trey Wingo's coming on. Billy, you're in the league.
Oh, my gosh. I'm a winner.
Billy, you're in the league. All right, Billy, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. Anthony's going to get your information so that we can send you an email with the league invite. If you are on hold now, we do not have time to take any more calls now, but we are opening the phone lines again at 5:30. 5:30, your next three spots. Do we go just two? Because we have our emailer who took one of the 9 remaining non-celebrity, if you will, spots. God, celebrity's a loose term. So we'll suss all that out by 5:30. Next, though, Trey Wingo.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.